Okay, I heard your lectures. There's a lecture with the sweetness of Radha Kund, and there was one more lecture. The Manjari's name, something like this. Manjari's name, and I don't remember the name of the lecture. But I listened to your lecture, sweetness of Radha Kund. So Maharaj, you were explaining about the Radha Kund. So you know, I'm very inspired from that lecture. So first time I listened to your lecture that time. So I just want to know that should I take bath in the Radha Kund or not? You know, because in the ISKCON we are not allowed to bath in Radha Kund. So if we are capable, yeah, we are not capable.
Okay, I understand.
We are not doing so much bhajan, and we are not initiated still.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your question, you're asking a question, can we bathe in Radha Kund? And just asking that question, of course, without any conditions, can we bathe in Radha Kund? And of course the answer is yes, and everywhere it's told to bathe there. In our Goswami literatures, Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere it glorifies the power, the benefit, and the effect of bathing in Radha Kund, even once. And in many stotrams and verses, even Lord Shiva. So the basic, it's an open question, can a human being that bathe in Radha Kund? Well, yes, every day hundreds bathe in Radha Kund. They have no guru. They're not affiliated or connected with any society or institution, no guru. And they don't know Shastras, they just know I'm hot, and this is a Braj, and I'm a Rajasthani, or I'm from Haryana, I'm from Madhya Pradesh. And this Tirtha Snan is everywhere told in scriptures, Ganga Snan, Jamuna Snan, and then you offer the water, and you basic Hindu knows these rituals. Because we're honoring this place, this Kund. We go to Kurukshetra, I've been to Kurukshetra, and there's this Kund there, this lake there that you bathe, and it's supposed to be Pavitram Snan. So in a holy place, taking snan is a form of sevas. It comes under the Navavida Bhakti. Navavida Bhakti is the 9 basic limbs of devotional service, but there's so many connections. There's only 9 things listed. So someone might ask a question, well, I'm all day painting Radha and Krishna. You know, people, I'm a grihastha and I make my money by painting. And I don't see that's in a list of 9 forms of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Arshanam, Padasevanam. So am I in Maya? This is not seva, painting Krishna. No, that's seva when spiritual teachers I've heard, they say that this seva comes under the category of archanam. There are 9 limbs of devotion, nava vida bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vishnuvada sevanam, and then archanam, and vandanam, and dasyam, and sakya atmanirvayam. So archanam, murti puja. So you establish the murti and Chitra Murti, or Ashtadatu Murti, or Daru Lakri, wood Murti, or in jewels. If you're rich, you make a blue sapphire Tribhanga Shamsundar Krishna. If possible. A very wealthy person. So these are different elements by which you can manifest a deity. So it's okay. So taking snan is Padasevanam, Tirtha Yatra is Padasevanam, Viraj Prikma is Padasevanam, Vaishnava Seva is Padasevanam, Tulsi Puja is Padasevanam, Prikma, all these things. So it's a very good thing to do, to bathe in a holy place. This is one of the things that are told to do. You go for 1 or 2 days, not longer, and you take darshan of the holy places, sacred lilastans and commemorable places, and you get some Brahman Dan, Thakurji Darshan. Then you take Tirtha Snan. It's called Tirtha Snan, a sacred bath. And then you give Brahman Dana, maybe Brahman Bhojan, Vaishnava Seva, then your yatra is pura safal, pura saf, complete fruit, purnam, purnam. If you just come and you look and you go and there's no Brahman Dana, and no Thakurji Darshan, and no snan, and no puja, and no pot, and no, then the fal is something, because it's dibya, it's tirth. This is, of course, more than a tirth. This is dham, Vrindavan dham. So you get some benefit. So now if one has taken diksha from guru, then he's bound by guru agya. Hmm? Guru agya is the order of the guru. Yama and niyam. Yama and niyam. Do and don't. You don't take onions. And you don't take whiskey. And you don't smoke cigarette. And don't eat masha and machli and morgi and anda and all these non-veg things. Yes, Jai Gurudev. So you promise and you live this pure sattvic life and like this. But if one is not under the ashray of guru, then he is free to follow his desires or whatever he wants to do. But someone who's taken diksha, then he's guided by Shastra Chakshush and Guru Chakshush. The eye of Guru, the eye of Shastra. He reads Gita, he reads Shastra, and he gets idea about how to live a life as a devotional being. And he tries to hear and chant about Bhagavan and worship Bhagavan, remember Bhagavan, read about him, visit his holy places. And this way he improves his spiritual status and position, and eventually, if Krishna is merciful, or the sadhu is merciful, then he gets the seed of bhakti. And then his life of devotion begins. The seed of bhakti can come directly from Krishna or from the saintly guru. So that is the answer. If your guru has told you, if you have guru and you've taken diksha, and he says, don't bathe, then you don't bathe. There are many Babajis here that are living here. They're Babajis, they're sannyasis. Babaji means sannyasi in the white cloth, Gaudiya Vaishnava sannyasi. And they don't bathe, and they never bathe, and their guru told them not to bathe, and they don't bathe. It's not only ISKCON. But Srila Prabhupada, who was the founder of ISKCON, he published a book called Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami. And he wrote commentaries in those books, which you've seen in my various articles or lectures you've maybe heard or read. And he's saying, everywhere in the commentaries, in his own words, he's saying, Rupa Goswami is telling in this verse, api snatur, he says, api snatur, sakrid, api sakrit snatur prema krishna prema avishkaroti. Rupa Goswami is writing, maybe verse 10 or 11 in Upadeshamrita, if one takes one bath in Radhakund, then Krishna prema can manifest in his heart, because Krishna prema is a gift from Krishna and the Nitya Parishad. So Krishna was very pleased with your attitude and with your mentality and your behavior and your desire and your activities and your being, then even you take one bath, the power is there. Radhakunda is Radharani. Shamakunda is Radharani. Radhakunda is Radha and Krishna Yugal. Shamakunda is Radha and Krishna Yugal. Well, there's a meeting there. That is their form. So they have, Radhakunda has all the power of Krishna and Radha, and Shamakund has all the power of Radha and Krishna. So Rupa Goswami is telling the truth. This is Siddhant. Goswami, Siddhant. The six Goswamis are our Mahajans. And it's called, whatever they tell us, this is the law. And of course, what they're telling us is also supported in the Puranas and in the Shrutis and Smritis. So it's called Vedic Praman. Upanishads and the four Shrutis, they're the Upanishads and the four Vedas, Rig Veda, Tar Veda, Sama Veda, Yajurveda, this is called Shruti, then there's a Smriti, and then Itihas, Gita, and the Mahabharata, and all these, Ramayana, all these things. So these are the Vedic Shastras, the Indian spiritual books, per se. The Shabda Brahman, coming down from Krishna himself, what he spoke, and what his great devotees spoke, and what the great rishis and realized saints have seen and had anubhuti and anubhav of God, and then they're speaking in the Brahma Samhita and Sandilya Muni Sutras and Narada Bhakti Sutras and Brahma Samhita and so Yajnavalkya, and so many books are there by the greats, God and the great liberated devotees. So these are the foundation of the Indian culture, of the Sanatana Dharma culture of India. So we follow the Shastras. So in Padma Purana and others, it glorifies bathing in Radhakunda also. And Krishna's Kaviraj and Govinda Lilamrita, he also glorifies all of our acharyas, and they glorify the bath, and many of them, of course, are taking bath. Raghunath Das Goswami, who's Gaudiya Vaishnava, Rupa Raghunatha, their lotus feet are the perfection of life. He chai ko sai kori chanan vandan yohoite bignanash abhishtapuran Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jeev Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Narottam Das Thakur is glorifying the six Goswamis. Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan. I, Charana Vandan, I offer prayers and I worship Vandanam. Vandanam. I worship them and I offer prayers to the lotus feet of these six gurus. Echai Gosai, the six Goswamis. Why? Because Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yohoite Vignash Abhishtapuran. They will Vigna Nash. If you're a Karma Kandiya, if you're a Hindu or a Karma Kandiya, follower of the Karma Kand or Varnashram system, then you worship Ganapati. Ganapati. Vignan Vinashan. Vignan Vinashan Ganesh Ji. Before your wedding, and before your Griha Pravesh, and so many places, and Vivaha Yajna, first puja is Ganapati. So, but for the Vaishnava devotee, he worships the Mahajans, and he worships his guru. The guru can destroy everything just by a glance. The guru is Sarvadeva Maya Guru. 11th canto, Uddhava Mahashaya is being instructed on Guru Tattva by Lord Krishna. He says, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan Navamanyata Karichit Sarvadeva Maya Guru. He says, the Acharya is God. The Acharya is me, Uddhav. And he's Sarvadeva Maya Guru. Oh, he has all the energy and all the power of all the devatas. So he's very powerful. So you have to follow your guru. But if the guru is not there, there's three things. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. Generally, the sadhus and shastras are always speaking what's in the sadhus, and guru are always speaking what's in the shastra. They're one. So if there's some difference, then that has to be inquired, because the basis, the foundation of spirituality is shastra. So the sadhu should speak the shastra, and the guru should speak and follow the shastra. So the guru may chant four rounds a day. And the disciple comes to him and he said, I want you to chant 64 rounds. So then the disciple said, oh, but Guruji, I was watching you all day. You're reading, you're doing puja, you're doing dhyan, smarana. I don't see you chanting 64 rounds. So why I do? I don't. And then what does the guru say? He says, you are the patient. I am the doctor. The doctor doesn't take the medicine that he prescribes to you. When you go to a doctor and he gives you medicine, you say, are you taking this? I don't see you taking this cold tablet. Then I'm not taking. I have no faith. The guru is the doctor. So what he says, He's not sick. He's liberated. Otherwise, he's not guru. He has anubhava of Krishna. But he chants japa, and he does not that he doesn't follow principles or get up early. He does everything. But there may be some detail. He tells you to do this, and then he doesn't do. But that's not a fault of guru. Some early disciples of Srila Prabhupada, because he asked everyone to chant 64 rounds in the beginning in New York. It's mentioned in my Art of Chanting book. Mukunda Goswami was the first disciple, 1966. He tells how Prabhupada started. He wanted 64, and then people were chanting all day and night, and then, like finishing 20. Then he said, okay, 32. And then they chanted day and night, and night all, no sleeping all day and night, and they managed to chant 22. So he said, all right, 16. So then devotees are chanting 16, and they're assuming that Prabhupada, as a sannyasi, as a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta, he must be chanting 64. So the devotees that live with Prabhupada, his secretaries or translators, etc., they were very close. They were studying Prabhupada, and they said, oh, he gets up at this time, and he translates, and he writes all the fully Krishna conscious activities, but I don't see how it's possible he's chanting 64 rounds. So they left. They, what they call, and blooped. They left. They left.
They left Iskon?
Yeah, they left. And so that's too bad for them. You should never measure the guru by, the standard he gives you. He's doing everything, but okay, when he's giving you 64 rounds to chant because you're not translating books, and you're not managing 5,000 disciples, and you're not talking to them on the phone or writing letters. You're just sitting around doing nothing. So, follow your guru. That's the thing. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitite Kori Aikya. My only wish is that my chitta, my chaitana, chitta, my consciousness, purified by the teachings of my guru, Guru Shiksha and Guru Agya.